This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. 50 years ago this week, as the Beatles were riding the top of the music charts, along came a Texan who knocked the Fab Four right out of the top spot. Years later, Roy Kelton Orbison remembered growing up in West Texas, where the winds blow long and hot, getting in his car for shelter and taking out his 12-string to write what was, for him, just an ordinary song about girls.
Yes, it was written very quickly. In about 30 minutes, the song was finished. And I never analyze a song, and I don't say, well, now this will sound great, and this will be good, and let's have the story go this way or that. As it happened, it was just another form of girl watching, you know, standing on the corner watching a pretty girl.
In the years since the summer of 64, Oh Pretty Woman has become a rock and roll standard covered by countless artists. Pretty Woman was just one of nine Orbison singles that would crack the top 10 in the 60s and give the British invaders a run for their money. Indeed, Ringo Starr confessed that Orbison was the only artist the Beatles were afraid to have as an opening act. It wasn't because of his looks. Orbison couldn't be mistaken for a typical teenage idol. He was ridiculously low-key, a little overweight, always hiding his eyes behind thick dark glasses and a shock of black hair, a bit too shy for his own good, perhaps. Yet, as a musician, he was so formidable that even today he's considered a rock star's rock star. Just ask Bruce Springsteen, who inducted Orbison into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It was like a spirit sound, you know, it was disembodied. And it went well with his presentation, which was just to be there, you know, almost not there. He was a guy that got more intense by simply standing still. I had to jump all around, you know, and work really hard. He was able to do all of that by standing in one place.
Roy Orbison died on December 6th, 1988. He was only 52 years old. And although history's been kind to the pioneers of rock and roll, an overview of Orbison's career suggests this remarkable Texas singer really hasn't received his due. But it's impossible to overlook the legacy of Roy Orbison, or that voice, nearly four octaves broad and as big as his native Texas.